calling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing? I have been running around ragged. So many portals to work on. Oh, my gosh. I have been working from 5:30 in the morning until 2 o'clock at night because some of the first portals I've been doing, the negative entities controlled the dowsing rods and, like, made them say, oh, we're all done. You're done. You're good. Nothing to see here. And so now the do-overs are so horrible because they take, like, 7 hours. I kid you not. This is so awful. But it's just awful. They're nasty. And one time I forgot to say a protective word in 3 seconds. Boom. I had to say my code word. And that night, this shadow entity was just like flying around my room with this black, this red glowing eyes. It was so creepy. I had to take care of it. Anyway, but that's not what we're here to talk about, are we? We are here to talk about the problem of bullying, which is pretty much everywhere. It's not just school, right, guys? It's everywhere.
No.
It works. It's between husband and wife. It's between siblings. It's in the military. It's in the police, you know, amongst police officers in the police department, fire department, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, in the workplace. It's a real problem. I mean, I'm sure it's pretty choices. I mean, say that, but it might be. I don't know. So, what can we do? So, fortunately, we have some real groups like Jennifer and Damon Olivencia. Damon, he's been a regular guest, thank God. We need him. He's a motivational speaker, pro wrestler. But most importantly, he loves to think of himself as a personal development ally. He doesn't tell you what to do. He helps you. He guides you to figure that out for himself. And, of course, we have Eric Medhus, who is going to be channeled by a very wise woman herself, medium Jennifer Dorn at psychicmediumjenniferdorn.com. And Damon Olivencia, you can check him out, damonolivencia.com. And I found out, you know, I used my dowsing rods to, like, what's the name of Anika's, you know, guardian angel? Because somebody told her it was Anaconda, and she couldn't get over that. So it was her, wasn't it? So I'll say, like, okay, does it start with a vowel? And yes or no? And, A-E-I. So anyway, I said, Eric, what is your rank now? And he spelled out how many letters, the first word. He's a master angel. And he said that on his Earth birthday, he is going to be promoted to an archangel. Now, that sounds pretty cool. But, you know, I looked up in something called Grimoire's Comprehensive Guide of Archangels. There's like 400 or something of them. But he will be Archangel Eric Rooney Medhus on September 21st. 2021. So that's pretty cool. So
very
a toast
cool.
To that. We have a big party. Big party. Anyway, without further, but I want to say thank you, Eric, for working so hard with me. And I get so frustrated when, oh no, I didn't finish that ribbon. We had to go back. Oh God, it's the 6 hour. God, I'm so tired. So thank you, Eric, for that.
She loves it. She loves the work.
Oh, they're paying $150. I'm on my 8th hour. Okay, it's worth it because it's so transformative for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, who wants to start? Eric? Damon? Eric? Who? You tell us. Who starts?
Oh, Elisa, do you have another headset or something? I don't know, Jamie, if you're getting this. You're breaking up so much, Elisa. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
What? Okay.
I do. I'm experiencing the same.
Let me turn down my mic. Is that better? Let me look at my sound settings. But meanwhile, Eric, you tell us what to do. Oh, God. He probably didn't hear anything I said then. Let me see. The input is probably too loud. I know Anika has been using it to do presentations, so God only knows what she did here. Okay, input. Is that better? Hello, hello, hello?
Hello?
No, she has it on the wrong line. She changed the output. How's that?
We'll talk more.
Hello, hello.
It's not great. There's like a lot of like echo in the background, and it's we'll be able to get through it. I just was missing a lot of what you were saying.
Okay, let me unplug the mic and plug it back in again, because that's weird.
That did seem a little bit better, that little bit there. Were you experiencing the same thing, Jamin, that I was?
I was, but okay. Whatever we need to do, it's all good. Like, we could figure, you know,
were
cutting in and out of
the
system.
Well, I just didn't know if it was on my end. You know,
no, you're
saying,
good,
like,
Jennifer.
Like, is it...
You're good.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're good. You're good. Lisa, are you there?
Okay.
All right.
So,
well, let's
do you
talk
want to
about
talk
it.
About bullying? Yeah.
Sure. Let's talk about it. Interesting subject. I think it's something that everybody can relate to. I really do. I'm not saying everybody in the world is a bully, but most of us have done it, I think, sometime or another. And when I think about it, I think a lot about, like, at least my experiences. You know, I grew up getting bullied and picked on most of my life. And so being placed in special education classes and this and that, and kind of being like this outcast to these other people in the school, you meet friends in class and things like that. And sometimes if you see someone that is maybe a little nicer than you or not as upset as you, you tend to target them. And so I think this is an important subject to talk about because I think it exists in all of us, and I think it's a collective thing. So we often talk about, like, hey, how can we stop bullying? I've at least observed that a lot of the people that ask the question are the ones doing it too in their own lives, in very subtle ways, sometimes not so so obvious, but it's like these little digs, or they take digs at themselves. And so when I look at bullying, for me, it's a very internal thing. I assume when I see someone bullying right away is that they have some shit inside of them that they're not working out. And so they look at others. They tend to look at things outside of themselves to pick on. And usually that could be people, things, movies, music, whatever. They'll look for something to criticize. And so for me, you know, I think over the years I've gained a lot of empathy through understanding where it starts. And for me, it starts with me. It starts with you. It starts with whoever's listening. If this is an occurring issue, I think you have a power struggle with something. And I think it's safe to say that we all go through that in our own little ways. And so, the opening this book of conversation to me is a really interesting subject. So then the question would be, well, how do we stop that? How do we keep away from that? And one of the things that comes to mind immediately is a lot of us don't stay calm during it. A lot of us kind of react. We're in this reactionary state. And the minute someone who is forcing their will on you does that, I think they just feed off of that the minute you react. And I think it's just really important. I think it's really important to just stay cool when this is happening to you. Now, I understand it comes from many different avenues, and we could talk about that. But one of the things for me is, like, I don't know. I used to, when I became a teenager, I remember kind of bullying my mom. And it was really because I was an angry kid. And she could tell me something as simple as doing the dishes, and I would just say no. I would just not do it. And then she would ask me kindly to do it again. And then I'd kind of flip out, and sometimes I would swear a bunch and be like, you're the worst mother, and whatever I can say to hurt her. And in past experiences, she would usually react. She would usually react in an arguing back type of way. But I remember one particular day when I was 16, she just didn't do it. She just goes, I'll never forget it. She remained so calm, and she just goes, look at you. Like, is this how you want to be? Like, is this how you're going to act when you're older? Like, this is concerning. Am I doing a good job as a mother? Like, she was so calm. And I remember I still was screaming at her. And she stayed so calm that I had no other choice but to kind of just like, I had to think about it. I remember marching upstairs. I remember marching upstairs and ignoring or in kind of dismissing everything she said. But, you know, for me at least, and I think for most humans, if there's a time when you calm down, and the minute you calm down and you think about things and things kind of settle and the dust hits the floor, you start to think. And for me, it was a turning point. That was like a good introduction or fundamental thing I learned, is that, like, just stay calm. So I remember saying, like, oh, man, my mom had this way of, like, she just stayed calm, and it kind of fucked with my head. And it made me question myself. And when you reflect on it, it's super embarrassing to think about. So then how it kind of bled into life as I progressed over the years is I was experiencing bullying still in many different ways, in the professional wrestling industry and in school still. I was still in school when that happened. But I wanted to just take this approach of staying calm. And I remember doing it. And I remember it would always puzzle kids. I would ask them the question. I would try to act like my mom, at least. I'd be like, why is this necessary? Why do you think this is necessary? What point are you trying to prove? And I remember asking these questions to these people in very calm ways. And what I noticed a lot of the times is they'd be like, oh, man, I'm just – they would kind of backpedal. It was almost like if my anger had perpetuated the situation more, maybe we would have been in a physical altercation. But that didn't happen. It was more like I would just stay calm and say, hey, man, what did I do to you? Very calmly. And usually 9 out of 10 times, like, people would just kind of backpedal and be like, oh, dude, I'm just messing with you. And the reason why they're saying that is because obviously they're thinking about what they're doing. And I think this is a good technique. So I don't know. This is what comes to mind right away when we talk about the subject. How do we handle it? I'm not saying this is the number one answer, but this is an approach that I think could help those who are experiencing it. Eric, Jennifer, Alisa, if any of you guys have anything to comment on
Alisa?
All right, we're just going to take this show by the horns. That's it. I'm in the driver's seat now. Let's get in this thing.
She'll come back at some point.
So let me ask you the question. Yeah, please.
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting. As you were talking about that, I was flashing back to a time at a job that I had in the past, and there was this one woman I had trouble with, and she kept – I called it at the time baiting me into fighting with her. You know, not a physical fight, but, you know, she's mean, and she'd keep saying things, and then I would finally blow up and just be, like, yelling back at her. And one of my friends said, the next time she does it, he said, don't react. Don't give her the intensity. She's looking for the intensity from you. It's what she's playing off of. And so it was only like a couple days after he told me that she gave me the opportunity to do that. And she was standing up and I was sitting down, and I didn't even stand up. I didn't even look at her. And I did just like your mom had done to you, where I just remained calm, and she just stopped, because, like, you know, she's behaving in a way that was so drastically different than the way I was reacting. And, you know, like Eric's saying, you know, humans tend to, you know, we mimic, you know, if you're sitting at a table and you pick up your drink, you know, look around the table, somebody else is probably going to pick their drink up, because, you know, we mimic. And that was it. I never had a problem with her again, because I just didn't take the bait.
Yeah. It's very much an energy thing, isn't it?
It's
very much we react off of things. It's no different than laughing or joking with your friends, like when you guys are really on the vibe with each other. I think it's a very similar thing, except it's kind of going into the red there a little bit. And, you know, there's, you know, when I think about, like, what are the ways, you know, because now we're in such a digital arena where everyone is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of online bullying. There's a lot of weird stuff like that. I think, and a lot of people disagree with me on this. I have a lot of friends who disagree with me on this, but a lot of people like to fight back, like, over the computer, or they like to like, state their case on, like, why they shouldn't be bullied by these people. And I think, once again, that's going back in line with, like, reacting to them. Like, if you give them power, then they'll wield it, and they will hold it all day. But if you just don't react at all, you can block them, sure. But if you don't react at all, you're not going to really – you're not giving them anything. And then say someone goes to their social media, and whether this is through tweeting, Facebook, I don't know, whatever the case is, people will see that. And if someone's got a sense in the moment, they'll see that that person is just being an asshole. So that will take care of itself,
yeah,
won't it?
Yeah.
I think it will. Now, I live in a world full of people, and even my clients sometimes disagree with me on these little topics. But, like, it's like – they'd be like, no, I wanted to give it back. It's like, okay, but why are you allowing their anger to become yours? Like, that's about them, not about you. And I think this is a muscle that we can work on over time. If we just learn to not react or not allow someone to tell us what we are. And the reason why we react so much is because we hate ourselves too in some area. And that's understandable.
Yeah.
But this goes back to us, doesn't it? It goes back to what's going on inside of us. And
yeah, oh,
I find
absolutely.
This to be intriguing, at least. I'm intrigued by that this whole thing. And then at the same time, for the bully, I have an empathy, so I don't even look at them now where I'm like, oh, that guy's such an asshole. It's more like, oh, man, I feel sorry for him. He's going through it somewhere. But
yeah,
we all are.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah, I have that same feeling too towards bullies. And of course, you know, and the way things are right now, a lot of stuff is going on online and name calling and differences of opinions. Sorry, Elisa's texting me. If we can hear her, apparently she can hear us, but we, Elisa.
We hijacked the show.
We,
it's ours now.
We still can't hear you. If she doesn't know why, so. No. Elisa, if you can hear me, we can't hear you. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I've got like Eric in one ear. I've got this on my hand. You know, trying to text with Elisa.
I would love to hear Eric's
perspective. He's gonna dial in again. Yeah. So what Eric was saying is like there were some really good points that you know my human brain has now lost track of because I've got like some ADD and I've got too many things going on. But you can just let stuff roll off of you. You know, you don't have to like you're saying. You know, with the just don't respond, don't engage in it, and that really is the best way to handle this. And try to have when you see somebody who has so much anger. This is Eric. He says when you see somebody that has so much anger, it truly is because they're hurting. They're you know, it truly is a sadness within them. So like you were saying, Jamin, of having you can still hear me, right, Jamin?
Yeah, I can hear. Oh, I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, okay.
I can hear you
you're
just
gone.
Fine.
You're gone too. Okay. It really is like you said, you have, you know, you feel bad for them. It truly is pain that they are dealing with and this is how it manifests.
Yeah. It is a manifestation of pain. And so collectively, then, I would say that all of us, generally speaking, are all going through it, especially during these times. And
yeah,
we've talked about COVID kind of and in the past episodes. And one
okay.
of my
– can you hear me now?
Oh, there you are. There you are.
Now I guess I had to call in as a guest, I guess.
I will tell you,
oh, well.
Your audio is much better. It's much better now.
I don't
know.
There's something wrong. If there's something wrong. There's always something wrong with Blog Talk. Anyway, it's okay.
Shout out
okay.
to Blog Talk.
Go ahead. I'm listening and I'm having a good time, learning a lot. So go for it.
Yeah. So it's just like we talked about. A few episodes, last time I guess I was on, we were talking about COVID and the possibilities of what it might create. And one of the things that came to mind was that people are going to be forced to sit at home and not go to work, and it's going to cause chaos, but not from the standpoint of like, oh, I'm so upset because I'm stuck at home. But we create these excuses like, I can't go out, I can't do this, I can't do that. But if we're really talking about the matter at hand, it's really, oh shit, I have to deal with myself. I can't. I don't have the excuse of work to say, oh, I got to go to work. Sorry, I don't have time, or I don't have the excuse of not. You know what I mean? You just can't you can't squeeze through it. And so this collectively, this may have caused even more more pain overall. And so now we're looking to things to pick on once again. Aha, gotcha. Aha, gotcha. Like, we're looking for these things and little things to discuss because we may not like them, but I would suggest that the things that we're kind of complaining about, we're doing ourselves. And
I don't know.
I just think the reason why we're not getting through that threshold is because we're just simply not having that conversation. It's like everyone's pretending why they're mad. It's like, oh, I'm mad about the football game, or I'm mad about the basketball game, or God, LeBron James won another title, or whatever the case is. But it's like, well, what's really why don't we just talk about what the fuck's going on with you? And oftentimes I just think we're not having that conversation. And I don't know if this is the quote unquote solution to bullying, but I would ask the bully and the person being bullied, I would ask the question of okay, where in your life are you being a little bit of a piece of shit? That's all. And I think once we open those doors more, then here's the thing. Nobody feels safe telling people that. And the reason is because I think collectively that's what's happening. They're afraid. What's the most common thing we're afraid of? Being judged, I guess, I suppose.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh my God. Yeah.
We fear that, but if we...
Because they're judging themselves, mostly because they judge themselves. A lot of people that are bullies, they're undergoing a lot of self-loathing. What do you think, Eric? Give us your two...
Yes, absolutely. The self-loathing, and one of the things that you had said earlier, and it had escaped out of my mind, and then Eric reminded me again, was the deflecting. You know, you focus on these other things that you don't like outside of yourself because you don't want to... look at what's bothering you about yourself. Look at what you need to change about yourself. And that's a big one. It's easier to look outside and judge than it is to, kind of critique yourself.
So you don't want to think about your own. Yeah. You don't want to think about your own flaws, which, you got to understand that you don't have flaws. You have teachable moments.
Well,
you have wonderful things.
And Eric says it's not even just the flaws, is that sometimes people have so much sadness in them that there's so much fear around dipping into any of that. So it's just, sadness turns to anger, and then anger can come out as bullying. And, some people would just rather lock away their stuff because it's just too painful.
I know. Yeah. Yep, that's true.
So goes back to the main question, how do we stop it? Well, to anyone who's listening, I don't know if this is going to stop it, but to anyone that's listening right now, I invite you, ask yourself where you're being an asshole. It's that simple. Excuse my cussing.
Yeah.
But just ask yourself. Just ask yourself, where am I being a dick, and where do I need to improve? And if one of those things is, I do kind of get on my sister about this, or I do kind of get on my husband about that, or whatever the case is, I would just ask you to, find someone that you trust and just talk about it. That's it. Or go to a therapist or whatever, get some help or whatever the case is. I'm not saying it's got to be something so extreme, but I would start from the small, find someone you can trust, talk to them about it. The minute you open yourself up with that, you're going to give somebody else the confidence to do that themselves. And I think this could take a long time, especially with social media and the digital age. But once again, with social media, my thing is don't respond. Just ignore it or erase it.
Yeah.
People are like, I don't want to delete it. Okay, well, they walked into your house and started screaming. So if someone did that, would you just kick them out? I would. I'd be like, you're out, dude. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
You know what I think the most surgical approach to this? I've been doing for my Atlantic Scalar company, I did trauma reports for people. So we'll take something really pivotal in their life, like an acute trauma or something that's really the root problem in their life. And Eric will track it down. It's like a million questions, yes, no questions, okay? And, okay, so I will track it down. Okay, is it before 1800s or before? Okay, 1800s, 1816, okay, what country? If it's Europe, it's like, oh, my God, is it over the vowel? Or it takes forever. And then female, male, blah, 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 age. So I get to where it's so amazing. I find out so much. And so, you know, like this one, I found out, okay, she was a seven-year-old in Romania, and her father was a general during the Romanian-Russian War of Independence. And I'll get there, okay? But so the Russian army stormed, killed everybody in her family except for two brothers, her father and her, with bayonets. And so she was flabbergasted because when she was a kid, her father actually is a general type person. He died. But and here's the interesting thing. Her mother abandoned them. So there's she abandoned him that her in that life, but in death and in this life by just abandonment. So all these spiritual contracts keep dogging us and dogging us and dogging us one life after another. But when she was a kid, she was fascinated by this one novel about this Romanian family where the mother and all but her and like two brothers and her father died by bayonets, blood dripping off the walls. And she couldn't get that out of her mind her entire life. Yeah, because it was her life.
Wow.
It was fiction. So, but her, it was a spiritual contract. If you ever watch, you should, guys, write this down. Go to YouTube and look up The Little Soul and the Sun narration. It's a kid's book written by Neil Donald Walsh. And you will understand, it's very healing. You will understand spiritual contracts. So then she was able to understand the healing behind her mother abandoning her this life. And so you can see that these are lessons in forgiveness. She was to learn about independence because she was left a seven-year-old to grow up without a mother and all that stuff. So these trauma origins things are just so detailed. And you really get to, well, this is what I was supposed to learn through all these lifetimes. Sometimes going back to Lemuria, okay? Boom, 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 boom. So, you know, sometimes these spiritual contracts, you just can't seem to learn over and over and over again. You find out what they are, boom, and you get the past life regression, you get forgiveness work or whatever you need, and bam, bye-bye, psychologist. You know, really helps. Very powerful.
Yeah, so Eric is saying, like, about, like, the what Jamie was talking about, and then it goes with this, too. Which I just found interesting how he put it. He said self-awareness is learnable, if somebody's either empathic or they're not. If you're not empathic, you can't teach empathy, he was saying, but you can learn to become self-aware no matter who you are. And if you learn self-awareness, then it gets you to let go of some of the stuff like that Jamie was talking about holding on to. It can, if you go even further, it takes you into the past lives and seeing patterns in your life right now that may connect to past life stuff and lessons. And so self-awareness is something no matter who you are, you can learn.
Right. And bullies, a lot of them may have some sort of string of spiritual contracts that make them the way they are. And so what I want to add to that is portal work is not the end all be all. You know, you know, the trauma is what blew open and shut down, blew open the bad portals and closed down the good portals. So, you know, you still have the trauma that you need to heal from. That's the real important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but do you want to go on or you want to take callers or what?
I want to make one more point just about kids for a second. If you're a parent and you're listening to this and your kids, you know, really challenging, I really, really invite you to talk or look at yourself too. You know, a lot of I'm still collecting data on it, at least personally, but what I've seen most of the times is most of the kids I talk to, it's really because their parents are kind of bullies too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing things that they learn. It's subtle stuff, but we pick up on these traits. And I just want to invite anybody, just once again, you know, if like if your kid's going through it or if you're going through it, if whether you're the bully or being bullied, you know, number one, if you're being bullied, stay calm. It's cool. It's going to be fine. Number two, if you're doing the bullying, then just, like, look inside yourself a little bit more and really ask yourself. My recommendation is, like, before you go to bed, like, try to, like, just think about the start of your day, what you did, whether it was brushing your teeth, whatever you do. And, like, just go out through the whole day to the best of your recollection, and you might find areas where – oh, okay, I wasn't being fair there. You know, I think it has to start so small. And
it's
I don't know.
So hard. So
it's, I know it's it is.
So
I know it
hard.
Is. It's so collective.
To be
collective
emotionally honest with yourself, oh, God, it's so hard.
I know. I know. I
for
know. But then, at the, but then at the same time, I know it's hard, but at the same time, we're here. Like, okay, anyone that's listening to this will say right now, like, what an opportunity. Like, you're here for a really good fucking reason. So, like,
yeah.
If it's coming in your experience, somehow the information, then
yeah.
It's got to be worth something. Even if it's even if you
yep.
can discard it, even if it's not something
right.
that's for you, at least just think
mm-hmm.
about it. Like, just think about
yeah.
it a little bit. And I think that, you know, it's a, at least for me right now, the only practical thing I could say in this subject is that. Because that's the only place we could start from is now. Here we are now.
Yeah.
So, anywho.
Yeah. Well, I used to tell people to, like, if somebody's bullying you, just say, oh, now you're just embarrassing yourself. That's disarming, but it's mean. But you know, maybe you just say, are you okay? Can I do something for it? Can I help you with anything? But almost that's, I don't know,
yeah.
that even works. But now,
no, it's a great point. It's a great point. It's a great, you don't want to be too passive aggressive.
Yeah, huh? Passive aggression is a form of bullying, right?
Yeah.
I think so. I
no.
think so.
Oh, absolutely.
I think so. I think so. I
yeah.
So for me, once again, I mentioned this earlier to Jennifer and Eric and everyone else that's listening, but it's like, okay, like, I don't know. If you stay calm, if you don't give a bully something to
like
hold
Jennifer
power
did.
On you.
Like Jennifer's example, yeah, yeah.
Hey, I like to ask the question, hey, like, what did I do to you? And I won't do it like a dickhead. I'm not going to say it out of anger or ask the question. If you stay calm, hey, what did I do to you? Why is this necessary? Let them flip out. Let them get it all out. And all you got to do is pretend they're not even really talking to you because they're not.
Yeah.
They're talking
or
to
you
themselves.
Say, hey, dude, I'm okay. You know, this is not affecting me. But I'm here for you if you need me. I think you have to acknowledge the fact that what their attacks are not affecting you. You say, hey, I'm good. I'm good with who I am. But I'm here for you if you need me.
Don't give them power.
So,
exactly. Don't give them power.
Yeah.
You hold your power. You hold your own power. And so they have two choices. Either they can continue their rant and you can stay quiet or they're just going to walk away. And then what's most, like, 9 out of 10 times, they're going to feel like an asshole because they're going to be like, maybe I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
That was kind of embarrassing. Well, now I feel more embarrassed.
And those moments of pain
will give them growth. And they may share that, they may not, whatever. But, yeah, so it's a tricky subject. It's happening in the world.
And we should have a part two for sure. I mean, there's so much. And, oh, yeah, one thing I would like to say is that Jamin and I want to, you know, with this portal work and stuff, we kind of want to, like, see what we can do for schools. Like, I would love to have, like, somebody come forward with a middle school kid that is being bullied and just surreptitiously, nobody has to know. We can do portal work on, or even elementary school, but middle school, it's much worse, but it can be any, but that we do portal work. And I guess the school could know. I don't know. And we could see what happens to the school statistics, like trips to the school nurse, trips to the counselor, number of school fights, number of detentions, what happens to the hygiene level, the, I don't know, there's so many parameters you could actually measure. And if it goes well, let's see what happens to if we apply the new portal work to the entire school district and then move on. I mean, it'd be so nice. So you could save lives. The number of suicides. Oh, goodness, it could be. So if anybody out there wants to reach out and if they know any child that's being bullied in middle school or elementary school, then reach out to Elisa E. Or Jamie, you be the point man. Give them your contact information if you want to.
Hey, look, yeah, if any of your kids are being bullied, please reach out to me. You can find me at Jamin, J-A-M-I-N, Olivencia, O-L-I-V-E-N-C-I-A.com. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, whatever platform. My email is jamin.olivencia@gmail.com. The bullying thing is so serious. Suicide is a serious thing. We all obviously know
that. And there will be no charge.
No charge. Yes.
We're trying to research this. We're trying to see if we can help and make an impact to the middle school or the elementary school. We're trying to see if we can save lives, if we can elevate the vibration of the school so we can extrapolate this to other schools.
I would say, because you had said if you had anybody being bullied, but maybe somebody's listening who has a child that is a bully, and maybe they would.
100%. 100%. Great point, Jennifer.
Good.
Great point. Thank you for that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, we will also, we want to start with schools, but of course, we're not going to deny, eventually we'll do workplace bullying, et cetera. So, you know, we're not going to leave you guys out, but we want to start with schools right now because the young are so impressionable and their tendency to suicide is so, they just tread a fine line, and I can tell you that from personal experience. So,
yeah, well, you know, Eric is saying, you know, that the younger age, they don't realize that it's going to be okay, you know. For a lot of adults,
yeah,
we know, like, hey, you know what? We have our ups and downs. We have our moments. But when you're young,
yeah,
you just don't really feel like whatever situation is ever going to end.
Yep. It's just they don't realize it's, you know, a permanent
temporary
solution to a temporary situation, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. All right. Hats off to Master Angel Eric. But let's go ahead and take callers. You want to, guys?
Let's
do it.
There was somebody that wanted me to take their call because they got a serious situation. But I've been looking up and down the board, and I can't find her error code at all. Let me see if she's – there's my number. All right, well, we'll take the first person, 516 area code.
Hi,
hey,
everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how is everybody?
How are you? I miss you.
Oh, my God. First of all, I just want to tell all of you, everybody, what you're articulating and the way you're sharing it is profound and bravo. So thank you so much for not only validating and having it all resonate with my soul, but I'm hoping all the other people listening can hear you loud and clear like I can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Dee,
you're welcome.
Things make us feel better.
Me too. I've had a really bad week. I had broken down into tears. I needed this because I've been working on these portals for so long, and my kids and my husband's like, does that sound heavy? Because I have to raise the volume of the 528 hertz. You have to do that, and that sounds like frankincense. That stays. Can't you win a place? It's like, and I just and I just
gotta help each other out.
God.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
You.
I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad I could help you. So my question, I mean, listen, I'm being bullied by my ex-husband and his mother when I exchanged my child. And it goes deeper. Like, what I'm picking up on is, like, as much as I could handle their bullying, it still hurts. Like, the energy is hard. It's like when I walk to bring my daughter or pick her up, like, there, it's like you really got to center. And I do a good job at it, but what I want to say is, can you help me distinguish maybe like the self-reflection, like you were talking about earlier, like what is it about me that's attracting that or making that happen? Because even though I don't have control over anybody else, I feel like...
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. This is past life
past
stuff,
life?
I bet. Because guess what? In a past life in Atlantis, my father and my sister, who was his wife then, stiffed me out of a bunch of money. Oh, no, it's complicated. But then that whole thing with Laura robbing me of my inheritance. So it could be something like that. Is there a long line of spiritual contracts dogging her with these people? But there's a spiritual contract. So
I mean, I'm up against the whole family.
Oh,
God.
There's definitely a spiritual contract, but what Eric keeps telling me is that these are unhappy people. These are unhappy people. They have these kind of issues or these kind of feuds, so to speak, with other people besides you. He just keeps saying they're just unhappy people. They're very negative people. So for you, he says, just remind yourself when you have to deal with them that the things that they're saying, it's a reflection of them, not a reflection of you. There are times, like when you're the one being bullied, you know, like Jamie was saying, it's the person bullying that needs to look at their life, but you're dealing with people who are not going to look at their life right now, okay?
Oh, God, no.
So
yeah,
they take all the venom that's in them and they put it on you, and I'm telling you, there's other people they do this to. As far as how it affects your daughter,
we got to go back in November.
Yeah, what Eric says about this is there's only so much you can do, but keeping calm, again, like Jamie was saying earlier, keeping calm, at least in her eyes, in front of her, to where you don't bait it, you don't take the bait, you don't fight them back. That's your best bet with as far as it goes with your daughter, energetically speaking. Let them
and I do.
Their own graves.
Thank
you.
It's just she's a sponge.
Can you protect the daughter? Does the daughter have any negative entities from that are infecting her from them?
Yes. There's definitely going to be some negative energies, anxiety, challenges, perhaps.
No, entities.
For her.
I'm talking about entities.
Oh, yeah.
Like open force.
Yes, I am too. But yes, this whole situation is going to cause stuff for her. And so, anytime that we have situations that are causing us to feel depressed or have anxiety, it's easier for negative entities to attach to us because our vibrations more match to theirs. So, yes.
Well, do you think she should wait to get portal work until after the whole court thing is settled?
Yes. Yes, Eric says wait.
Okay. Yeah, wait. Yeah, I thought so too.
In the meantime, quick thing. I'm sorry. I got to give you something. To think about. I'm so sorry, guys, holding everyone up.
No, go. You have wise words, Eric says.
Use this as an experiment, a spiritual experiment for you to remain cool. And I know you are. I know you're going through the process. I already know you are. But let's assume that this experience being placed in front of your eyes by God or a higher energy, no matter what, is already showing you the opposition, showing your daughter the opposition, so that you both can fine-tune your own potency and who you are as humans. So I just invite you to remember this during these times, because they will not last forever. It will not last forever, I promise you. I know it's tough, so I'm not going to pretend it's not. But just pretend it's an experiment every time. Say, I wonder how this experiment's going to go. And look at it more in a humorous way for you. You know, don't worry. It's going to be just fine. You got good energy. You're good to go. I can already tell you that right now.
Thank you.
I'm
doing great.
Their daughter is going to see, you know, kids are, they know. She's going to see the difference in the energy, I think, right?
100. Mm-hmm. 100.
Yeah, she will. Yeah.
So, Jamin, or Eric, or both, can you give her these practical ways to respond to the negativity? I mean,
I will say this. I can give you practical things right off the bat, off the top of my head. But if you ever want to contact me, please contact me for free. Let's just talk. And so I can really understand context. But in the meantime, what I'll say quickly is if you're ever in a – I don't know if you get smart back or not, but if you don't, just stay cool. Just stay cool. Just remember that it's not real. It's only there for you, for your growth. It's the only reason why you're on the phone with us, because we're here to figure it out. And even if we don't have the quote-unquote answer right now, just talking about it is already a release for you, is it not?
100%.
Yeah, and let me tell you guys, I had to cut you up, Jamin, but I'm telling you guys, Jamin pretty much saved my son Lucas's life. You've got to go. He is amazing. And I can tell you, everybody on the phone here, you're probably here for one big reason, and that is to talk to Jamin, JaminOlavizia.com. There's a reason. Now, Eric, did you nudge 99% of the people here to talk to this guy?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that Eric was saying,
session for free. I mean, what have we got to lose? Maybe that's all. I don't know.
I'll talk to both you and your daughter if you need it. Just please, just contact me if you really, please.
Thank you.
Please.
Yeah,
I will. She's at 3.5. I'm doing good. I'm really a pioneer with this situation. And
you're awesome.
I just need to get her.
You're awesome.
Thanks.
Listen,
right, you guys
before you go, Eric was saying, every time you deal with them, pay attention to how much of an expectation you have on their behavior. You need to let go of any expectation that they are ever going to behave any better to you. Then that way you go into the situation and you won't get disappointed, because they're going to do exactly what they always do when they see you.
Well done, Eric.
The truth. Thank you. That's huge. I'm writing it down.
Okay, Dee. And, you know, this is
all right,
case,
be well.
So, you know. All right, darling.
Gotcha.
And thank you for
right,
this.
You.
It really helps me, too. I appreciate that. Had a hard
thank you very
week,
much.
Girl. Bye bye.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Take
have
care.
A good evening.
Bye.
You too.
I think she's from Tennessee. I love her accent. Okay. We got somebody from the 504 area code. Hi there.
Hi there. This is a giddy girl from New Orleans. A couple weeks ago, I called.
Oh,
and,
hey. Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Hugs to everybody. Hi. Gosh, I
do
just adore
you all.
Do you
say New Orleans or Nola? What do you say?
We say New Orleans. I mean, it's New Orleans. I mean, when we want to talk like a New Jersey down here, they talk like that too and say New Orleans.
Wait. Why are you from New Orleans originally?
New Orleans.
And migrated to
yes.
No, New
Orleans.
Okay.
But down here, they actually sound like New Jersey, some of them. They talk
yeah,
like this.
Yeah,
I noticed
that. Oh,
yeah.
I'm from beignets, café au lait. And a hurricane. No, I'm kidding. I don't want that.
I'll telepathically send it to you.
All right.
Well,
all right, so
I know that you've got so many followers now since I've been following you, and I don't want to take up too much time, and I was determined to be quick. Because I called and you guys, thank you so much. But now you're bringing up the bullying thing. It's like, ooh, I have something to add, but a question.
Yeah.
Because it actually ties into, like, that lady that just called. You know, what is in her vibration, she's asking, that's, you know, law of attraction that's attracting that kind of stuff. Because, you know, bullying, I get the kind of bullying like you do with social media, but it's actually at the workplace that they don't confront me, but they bully you behind your back. But yet, even though
God.
I kindly say, and it's toxic to the point that it's ruining me, you know, ruining my reputation, you know, and by and whatever. So my point being is, even though I go up gently or try, I think, and say, hey, what have I said? Is there something we can do
to
fix this?
You're too nice. You're too nice. That's why.
Oh, I'm too nice?
People
I've gotten angry.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not that nice.
You're too good. I had a lifetime in Moo. I never heard of that, but Eric just meant that was the root of every problem of mine, every lifetime. And, you know, and then that was the problem. Too nice.
Too nice.
And
the people adored me, and, you know, that's when my Eric died for the first time, and it's a long story. Mm. But, yeah, so what is that? What do you do about people who bully you behind your back? I never thought about that, James.
But the
Eric,
question, though, can I just ask the question, though, is that the,
yeah,
the question was asked last time was about getting so many blockages, and that being one of them, that, you know, the wall, I feel like my life is a labyrinth because I keep getting walking into these walls, and that's one of them.
What
and
do
the
you mean?
Answer was to heal from, and but I keep getting these things that I walk into are more things I have to heal from. Blockages from being able to, you know, advance because then I bump into people that bully behind your back or physical blockages.
Are you talking
blockages.
About literal? Are you being literal? Are you being like, okay, you don't get promoted because is that kind of thing? Or is it just a law of attraction
My reputation gets besmirched because of this, because of block of running into people, and more than once in my life that wants to destroy my reputation because of their insecurities, those kind of blockages. And I'm saying, my question is, what am I healing from? That's my major question, because I keep having that reoccurring, like that law of attraction lady wanted to say, hey, why is this happening? My point is specifically, not something vague, but what am I healing from? Because of these blockages I keep having to heal from, so it's like a big circle. So
okay,
what am I healing from, Eric? Yeah.
So it's not really what you're healing from. It's really more the lesson that you're learning, the challenge that you're having that's creating this, because if you like what Eric's saying is once the lesson is learned, that energy goes away. So it's not, it's like the way you're putting it, the healing from it, it's there's still something to learn here. And what he's saying about this in particular for you is unfortunately there's some past life stuff here for you where you were on the other side of this coin, okay? So we can call it karma or whatever.
Wait, does she need to go to AdvanticedGaylor.com and get a trauma report? A past life
this
report?
This would probably be helpful here. So oftentimes as humans, the way Eric puts it when he talks to me about it is two sides of the same coin. Okay. So if you were a bully in one life, then you might come in and decide to be bullied the next time. Okay. And you have a little bit of something like that going on right now, whereas is you were just kind of on the other side of that coin in a past life. And
I feel that
it's real.
I think I was part of the Inquisition.
Yeah, sorry.
I feel that even all the fun stuff I've had, I've actually just epiphanies lately. I've like, I think I was part of the Inquisition on the bad side sometimes, you know. So I'm trying to.
But once this stuff starts coming up to you, it means you're clearing it out. It means you're starting to clear it out, and you're finding pathways to release it.
Mm-hmm.
But please watch The Little Soul in the Sun, so you understand that you are not bad. Okay. You got to understand that.
Yeah.
You have to have contrast so you know that it's so important that you understand that.
I do.
So,
I know. I'm not trying to take it personally, but it's just I really am, and I'm doing my best. The four agreements I live by, but I can't get past them. It's just like boom.
There's another thing that Eric has said to me before, and he's telling me this is appropriate now. Humans are creatures of habit, okay? So sometimes we come in with a lesson to learn, and therefore we behave in certain ways that attract that energy to learn those lessons. Sometimes the energy of the lesson has cleared out, but our behavior is still the same. So another thing that he says, he's talking real fast to me. Another thing he says to do is talk to your spirit guides and say, if this energy has taught me the lessons I wanted to learn, please help me recognize the behavior that's drawing this energy to me so I can release it. Okay.
Okay.
And I know that was kind of fast, but does that make sense?
No. Yes.
It's a different mindset.
Okay. Next
when
step.
When you say that. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yep.
Well, go ahead. You go ahead. You started.
No, I just want to just piggyback off of Eric and Jennifer real fast and just say, like you said, you can't, these patterns keep coming. That statement alone is powerful enough to keep it there.
Keep bringing them back
to what Jennifer and Eric said is once you change the narrative, hey, or even if you ask, hey, may I please get more clearance on this? And you work on it like a muscle, like at the gym. You really work on it. And what I mean by work on it is say it more. Even get in the mirror and say, hey, or you know what? I'm just going to be the best I can today. That's a different vibe than saying, oh, fuck, I got to go to work and deal with this shit.
Right.
It's a different vibe completely. So I just want to offer that. Anyway, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of times when people keep bitching, like your husband or wife keep bitching and bitching and bitching, it's because they don't feel acknowledged. Same thing in this sort of strand. But, all right, Eric, what is her next step? Does she need to get down to find out what spiritual contrast keeps dogging her that she has
elucidated?
Is that what she needs?
Does
she need? I don't think I think she needs to find out what root spiritual contract,
past life regression, between lives,
I think like the Romanian thing. I think you need to we need to find out what the main spiritual contract that keeps popping up and getting re-triggered and re-triggered life after life after life. But I don't know. You're the expert, master angel. What is it, babe? What does she need?
So, really, the past lives, any dipping into past lives to figure out where this is coming from, is that's sometimes very helpful to see where it stems from. Again, that repeating behavior. We get back into a human body and sometimes we repeat behavior lifetime to lifetime. So any way in which you can accomplish that would be very helpful for you. So whether it's through portal work, whether it's through past life regression, in between lives regression, meditation of your own.
Portal work is not.
I do that all the time.
I want Eric to do a trauma report, a very detailed. If you email me at elisa@atlantascaler.com, I'll send you a bunch of examples, even my own. They're so detailed, and it will give you all the spiritual contracts, what lessons you're supposed to have learned.
Different than the portal work? The
portal work.
Did not understand that those were different things.
No, portal work is just taking care of the portals that were blown up, that were messed up because of the trauma. The trauma is still there. And the trauma from this life is triggering the trauma from other lives, past or future, okay? So that's one thing. The main thing is the trauma, the triggering other life traumas, okay? And the healing needs to be done from those.
Yeah.
But email me, elisa@atlantascaler.com. You know, we got a lot to talk about. Okay. All right, guys.
Well, Lisa,
go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I just didn't get that. You were saying that. Elisa what?
Atlantis Scalar.
Atlantis.
Atlantis. It was Atlantis. Atlantis Scalar, scalar.com, because I do it all in the Scalar field so I can, work remotely.com. Anyway, JamesOlavincia.com and PsychicMediumJenniferDoran.com. Of course, I will have that all. It's all in the description box. And I love you guys, and I got to get back to work. Oh, God. I'll probably start crying.
Thank you.
Anyways, thank you, guys.
Take care,
love
guys.
You.
Thanks for the time.
Thank
Bye.
You. I love you, Eric. Get back to work.
Love you.
Bye. Love Bye. You.